Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. I want to talk today about real estate and a story out of realtor.com, and actually the story is out of housebeautiful.com, about a major boom in the housing market in 2025, and I don't think that it's what you would expect. The fact of the matter is, you ever heard of the story or the phrase, you know, they don't build them like that anymore? You know, when we're talking about real estate, just the cost of materials, the cost of acquisition, the cost of maintaining, from insurance costs, interest costs, and things like that have obviously exploded over the last handful of years. But the truth is, most people do not understand that as things go up, they also collapse. And a lot of people don't realize that that collapse usually, well, always has to do with an oversupply. Oversupply of inventory and an undersupply of buyers. Now, we've got the undersupply of buyers, and that is evident. But the truth is, most people, they only see what's going on right now. They don't wait until they don't try and predict what's going on in the future and think, hey, everything can change at the drop of a hat. Now, this story out of realtor.com is interesting. Check this out. Oh, and real quick, I want to throw a shout out to the sale, the mid-filming discount on the Tax Lien Pro and the Tax Foreclosure Master. Links down below. That sale's ending soon. The price is going to go up, okay? Because I think this is the time to start thinking about how to buy real estate for pennies on the dollar when it doesn't seem like you can buy real estate at all because it's absolutely exploding. Now, it says right here, in what feels like the blink of an eye, 2025 is almost here, but does that new year, new you sentiment apply to you in the real estate portfolio? They say, there was a report that came out that property prices are slated to grow by 3.7% and mortgage rates are poised to stay relatively steady at 6.3% until the end of the year, right? But it says, but, and this is the big thing, but prospective home buyers can also expect to see an 11.7% increased inventory. The real estate platform indicates a large portion of their insights can be attributed to President-elect Donald Trump plans to curb unnecessary regulations and make more federal land available for home building, right? So that means there's going to be an increase in inventory blowing up. But you also have to realize too, that right now, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are in a lot of problems. They're already starting to talk about all the fraud that's inundated their company right now, their lending platform. They essentially gave money to people that they shouldn't have. And that's a really, really big deal. Now, it says the size and direction of the Trump bump will depend on what campaign proposals ultimately become policy. And when Hale explains, for now, we expect a gradual improvement in housing market dynamics powered by broader economic factors. The new administration policies have potential to enhance or hamper the housing recovery, and the details will matter. Well, what really matters is, honestly, how much inventory there is. See, the fact is, most people don't realize when they see home prices going up, the reason why they're going up is because there is a lack of inventory. See, if there was more homes available for sale, more real estate available for anybody to buy, it would make the prices less attractive because people would have their pick, right? Well, in the last handful of years, people don't have their pick. And that exact phenomenon happens every single time interest rates go up. Over time, as rates go up and borrowing gets more expensive, inventory tightens because people don't have that move up effect. They can't sell their home and live somewhere else, right? They can't buy that mansion. Man, and when you're talking about mansions, check this out. Let's just catch this guy in the footage. How would you like to live there? Actual gold tiles. Absolutely amazing. I photographed them earlier. Each one hand painted with gold leaf paint. So now think about this. In this last real estate cycle, we've had something completely different. Not only have we seen borrowing costs get more expensive, right? Interest goes up. We have other inflationary pressures in the market, like, the cost of insurance, homeowner insurance, the cost of real estate taxes because the price has gone up, other things that are weighing on this real estate market, but yet nobody's getting ready for that bust. Now, the bust has already happened. I have personally bid on a couple of properties and bid in bidding wars at properties that are priced, not priced, like they initially priced their offerings at what they were selling for last year. They ultimately settled on prices 30 and 35% under what the next door neighbor was selling a year ago, okay? But yet a lot of people do not see that this housing market is crashing, because all they're looking at is what's in front of them. They don't look at the house next door or down the street. And it's a big deal. That's why people need to pay attention more and more to what's going on around them, and just not in on the block they live on, but then the next block over, the next town over. You know, there's one part about real estate that's really impressive to me during a cycle, and that is when a city, an urban area, gets really expensive. What happens is people stop trying to find homes in that local area because it's too expensive, right? And they start looking at the outlying areas, right? Like, hey, you know what? I'll take a concession and because I can't afford a house in the city or in this town, so I'll live, you know, 20 minutes away and I'll commute. Well, then what happens is as the city gets more expensive and more people start thinking like that and living outside in those outlying areas get really expensive. Now think about this. The opposite happens during a real estate crash. If you look right now in, let's say you live in a really well-developed area, real estate's really expensive. Go and look at the outlying areas, and what you'll see is those are going down more drastically than the city, because people now are going, hey, the outside areas got too expensive. We're going to stop. We're going to hold off. You know what? We wanted to own a house. We live in the city. We can't afford the city. Now we can't afford the outlying area, the suburb. So we're just going to stop. Well, then what happens is it all regresses back to where it was. So the outlying areas, they start to see excess inventory, and people start to slow their spending. So they now have to lower their prices, because when people are selling a home, 9 times out of 10, they're selling it for a reason, like outside of just appreciation recapture, right? They're like, hey, I'm going to sell this at a profit and go put the money somewhere else. They're selling their house because, hey, I got a new job, or I lost my job, or I'd like to move up in life. You know, I want to sell my 3-bedroom house and buy a 4-bedroom. You see what I'm saying? So 9 out of 10 people, they go, hey, I got to sell my house. What happens if they can't sell it? They have to lower their house. They have to take a concession, either in price, in terms, or some other reason. And so that's what's happening in those outlying areas. And I think it's really important that people understand that that's happening right now. Now, how does this play into leads and deeds? Well, like I said earlier, how property is getting cheap or more expensive. Well, one of those carrying costs are tax. And so what a lot of people are doing, they're actually revolting and they're saying, I'm not going to pay my tax. You know, this exact same scenario happened in 2008, where I saw people that were not paying their mortgage, and they had all of their payments wrapped up, PITI. And I said, wait a minute, you're walking away from your house? Or, no, I'm just not paying my mortgage. I'm like, are you paying your taxes? They're like, no, the bank pays it for me. I'm like, you better make sure that they're paying your taxes, because if you don't, and they don't pay your taxes for you because of how long you've been in the rears, the bank's not gonna pay it for you. Because if there's no more money in that escrow account, and you've been in that house for 6 months, there's nothing. They're not going to pay your taxes for you, and you're going to lose your house so fast. It's actually faster and more efficient for a county government to take your home through a tax foreclosure sale or a lien process than it is for a bank to foreclose on you, even though there's a contract. People don't understand how strong that is. On the flip side, it's one of the greatest ways to make money. It's insane. Wealthy people throughout the last couple centuries in America have made tons of money on liens and deeds. So if you want to learn how to do that, I'm going to put a sale link. The price is going up again here in the next day or so, because we're building this course and it's already halfway finished between the two courses. So the link's down below. But I encourage you to learn how to do this, because very few people in this world actually understand liens and deeds. All right. With that being said, it's hot out here. I got to get back to some shade. The Economic Ninja is out.